That makes sense. Early 1940s.
Possibly a little earlier, Jack.
I had a laugh when Kid and Archer said you was buying a hay wagon.
Oh, yes?
I thought to myself, Nigel Pargeter won't know a wagon shaft from a stick of rock.
I admit I'm no expert.
But so away from across is an act of neighbourliness to see if you've been at or not.
Very thoughtful.
Mind if I...
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, have a good look round.
Yeah, it's a proper working one, then.
It was?
Used to see him everywhere. Are you making time?
You remember them being used?
Oh, loaded one myself plenty of times.
Really?
Mm. Pitchfork work, back breaking.
It must have been.
Yeah, spokes ain't too bad, I suppose.
The wheels are splendid, aren't they?
Got it at a farm clearance?
Yes. It's been standing in a barn for the past 30 years, only coming out for the Abbeville hayride.
Oh, that one is.
That's why it's so well maintained. Have a look at the axles.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, well...
Well, they're in excellent condition.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it.
We bought a harness with it as well. Only 5 years old.
It needs painting up, mate.
I know that.
If you're having a public ride on it.
Don't worry. It'll be completely spruced up before the fine weather.
And it's for weddings and such, eh?
Mm-hmm. Not only that. We'll have regular rides around the parkland. Everyone's sitting on small bales.
Nigel!
Oh, the kiddies are lovely.
I'm off now. Hello, Joe.
Oh, afternoon.
How long will you be, Lizzie?
Oh, an hour or so. I want to see Usha, and then I'll call in on Mum and Dad.
We'll find out when they want us for Phil's exotic meal.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm going. I'll see you later. Bye, Joe.
Oh,
bye.
Oh, well, all things considered, you ain't done too badly.
Thanks.
For somebody who don't know what he's doing.
I did have Toby with me.
Painted up properly and with Cranford crystal between the shafts, it'll look quite something.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Owen.
Haven't seen you for a while, have I?
No.
Must be, what, 2 or 3 years? Hardly recognise you, Jamie. You're shot up.
Everyone says that.
I wasn't even sure it was you at first. Then I saw you heading for April Cottage. You been playing football?
Yeah, we had a massive game on the green.
Wish I'd known. I'd have come and joined in.
Do you like football?
Well, it would have been better than waiting up here.
What are you waiting for?
Come on then, chuck us a header.
Ready?
Oh, no. Oh, I was never much good, to be honest.
We only play for fun. Come along sometime. Kenton says everyone's welcome.
Kenton?
He sort of organises it.
Oh. Well, your mum's still seeing him?
Yeah, he's kind of my stepdad now. He's moved in.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, he'll be back in a minute?
No.
Oh, what a pity.
He's gone to Borchester to catch up on some work at his cafe.
Oh, I'd like to have seen him. Where's your mum at the moment?
Takes some getting used to.
I'm sure it does.
Even Bartleby wasn't too clever first few times I tried him with the trap.
Don't worry. Afternoon, Cathy.
Hi.
We won't be rushing anything with Crystal.
Oh, no, no. Little by little. That's the way.
I thought Melanie was serving teas this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I sent her home early.
Is something the matter?
Not really. A tiny domestic crisis.
Oh, dear.
And, of course, how you distribute the load's important.
Since I was checking the perishables anyway, I took over.
You don't want too much over one axle.
What would you like?
Any chance of a cup of hot chocolate?
Just the one.
Get that wrong and you'll soon be stuck.
Please. Joe's been giving me the benefit of his experience with hay wagons.
You should have asked me to look it over in the first place.
Least I can do is to provide a hot drink as recompense.
Well, you need something warm in an afternoon like this, you know.
It's been lovely and sunny, though.
Will she have to take time off?
Melanie? No, it's nothing like that. Just a glitch with Charminding.
No?
Well, usually her mum looks after the boys on a Sunday, but she couldn't today.
No chocolate scratchings, thank you very much.
Sprinkles.
Well, if I'm dipping one of your caramel shortbreads in, I don't want it too sickly.
Oh, you're having a piece of shortbread as well, are you?
Well, I assume that...
Go on, Cathy.
Well, I sacrificed a fair chunk of me time this afternoon.
Joe's given me some invaluable tips. Never stand a loaded wagon downwind of a smithy.
Oh, it's the worst mistake me father ever made. Lost his trousers trying to put the fire out.
See, oh, there you are, Chuck.
Oh, very much.
So, it won't be a long-term problem for Melanie.
Sit over here, shall we?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's only today. Her neighbour came in but had to be away by four, so...
You did the right thing, letting her go early.
You don't mind?
Of course not. Sometimes there are more important things than work. Why not, Jamie?
She might not be home for ages.
But you said your mum was due any time now.
Some days she stays on late.
It doesn't matter. If you let me in the house, I won't get in your way, I promise. Is that what you're worried about?
No.
Well, you can get on with whatever you want. I'll just sit and wait in the kitchen. That's all right, isn't it? Go on. It'll be a nice surprise for her when she gets back, eh? She'll be pleased to see me. Come on, let's go in.
I don't know.
What's the problem?
Mum says not to let people in.
Well, strangers? Of course not. But I'm not a stranger, Jamie. I've known your mum since you were a tiny baby, when I was still working at the Bull. And we've always... Well, we've always got on very well. She'll be cross if you don't let me in.
I can't.
Why not? Look, you're going to make me wait out in the cold. That's very rude, Jamie. Your mum won't be happy about it. You probably don't realise what good friends we are. So why not get the key out, eh? We'll go in and wait for her.
No.
Jamie, I'm trying to be friendly here, to be nice to you, but I am freezing cold and a little bit upset by your attitude. Here, you feel my hand. See how cold I am?
Please, don't.
Go on, feel it.
Leave me alone.
What the hell are you doing?
Nothing.
Jamie, get in the car.
Well, I'm not doing anything, Elizabeth.
Quickly. Good boy.
We were having a chat.
You've no right to be here.
We were talking about football.
Don't you dare come near me.
Ask him. Football, that's all.
Yeah, tell that to the police.
I thought it was going to take a block and tackle to shift it.
I've never seen anyone make a caramel shortbread last that long.
Even when you started locking up, he was in no hurry to get home.
Did he have anything useful to say about hay wagons?
Well, perhaps not useful as such, but quite interesting.
Where do you want me to leave the invoices?
Oh, just put them down there, thanks.
Okay.
And he is good with working horses.
Well, he's got a wonderful understanding with Bartleby.
Well, he's even offered to help when we get Crystal to hoe between the vine rows.
No.
She's back quickly. Yeah,
Lizzie. Have you seen... She's in here, Jamie.
Well, why is Jamie with you?
Don't worry, he's all right.
What's happened, Jamie?
I'm okay, Mum.
I found Taylor talking to him.
What?
Outside your house.
Taylor? No. Are you all right, love?
I'm fine, but who's Taylor?
That's Owen's real name.
What was he doing? Did he touch you? Has he hurt you?
No, but he wanted to go in the house.
What?
To be there when you got home.
Deviously.
Well, what did he say to you, Jamie?
I should run him over.
Did he say anything about me?
He said he was good friends with you. He was really creepy.
Oh, I could kill him.
Is he the man you're helping put in prison?
Oh, yes, I certainly hope so. I knew I'd seen him last week.
Lizzie, have you called the police?
I haven't had a chance. I scooped Jamie up and raced straight back.
Jamie, I am so sorry, love.
Well, call them at once.
Yeah. Cathy, if we're quick, the police might catch him.
Oh, yes. Of course, ring them now.
Can you talk to them as well? You know who to speak to.
Yeah. It might be easier if Jamie...
Of course. Jamie, can we give your mum 5 minutes?
Okay.
Are you sure you're all right, love?
I'm fine.
We'll let you make your call. And catch up later. Let's have tea with Freddie and Lily, shall we? We need help demolishing a coffee cake.
Is Mum okay?
Yes. Yes, don't worry.
What's happening?
Unfortunately, it turns out that Taylor is a very nasty piece of work.
He was so creepy. I hate him.
Must have been a horrible experience. You did very well not letting him in the house.
If he's hurt Mum, I wish I'd punched his stupid face.
I fully understand. But perhaps it's best if we leave him to the police, eh?
Was that the police?
Yes, Borchester ringing back. They're getting the Gloucester police to check his bail address.
Well, he won't be there, will he? He was only in Ambridge half an hour ago.
They've sent a car to see if he's still near the cottage.
Did they say when they want a statement from me?
They'll get someone here as soon as they can, but...
Look, I know it's awful, but at least the police know he really is stalking you.
I feel so guilty.
What for?
Letting that man get to Jamie.
No, it's not your fault.
No, but it is. I knew Taylor was around. I just gave your poor brother a tongue-lashing as well.
You've spoken to Kenton?
Yeah, I called him while you were getting me a cup of tea. Jamie was meant to be with him all afternoon.
Oh, no.
Well, I really let rip at him. And it wasn't his fault.
Oh, I know, Kenton.
No, it wasn't. After they'd play football, Jamie decided to go to his dad's.
Oh.
Well, Kenton even waited till he'd gone into the Bull. He wouldn't have gone to the cafe otherwise.
So what happened?
Sid was busy in the cellar. Jamie got bored. Decided to come home on his own instead.
Oh.
Why didn't I warn him about Taylor?
I don't know how you'd even begin that conversation.
I should have given him some idea. I was only trying to protect him. If ever that man comes near my son again, if he ever tries...
I know, Kathy. Look, it's dreadful, but thank God nothing happened. Jamie's all right.
But for Taylor to speak to him... And what if he had got into the house?
He didn't.
Kenton's furious. He'll be here soon.
Oh, he's coming over?
He won't let me and Jamie go home alone. He's going to follow us back.
Good for him.
I've never heard him so angry.
Well, at least Kenton's no coward. He'll do everything he can to protect you and Jamie.
I know he'll try, Elizabeth. But with someone as warped as Taylor... I just wish the police knew where he is.
I'd offer to help, Adam, but you've obviously got docking off to a fine art.
Oh, there are only a few to do. Thought I'd save Eddie a job before he comes in.
All right.
Hang on.
Been a decent landing so far?
Well, not bad, David. Don't want you getting separated from Mum. But I hope we do even better in March.
You don't look far off finishing.
No, we're not. Go on.
Hey, does Carl know where we are when he gets here?
Well, Mum's keeping an eye out for him.
Oh, OK. What do you make of the company responding so quickly? I mean, you only rang on Friday.
And the next?
We're obviously not snowed under with queries about biodigesters.
Oh, they must be quite busy. Either Carl came out today or we'll have to wait another fortnight.
Oh, OK.
So why not crack on? They know we're serious, even without Pat and Tony on board.
Sure.
The sooner they know what the full setup's like here, and at your place, the sooner they can produce a feasibility study.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Well, let's hope Carl makes a proper job of it.
Well, he seems pretty clued up to me.
Guess so.
He dealt with the meeting, okay?
Yeah, but he needs to be spot on with the study. We're using it as the basis of a planning application.
Yeah, for getting a wadge of cash from DEFRA towards costs.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Gotta be right.
I'm more worried he won't like the site we're thinking about.
Or see problems with connecting to the grid. Oh, I really hope we can go ahead.
You're quite excited, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Not just as an income stream, either. You know, it feels good producing something people really need.
Well, bioenergy's got to be the future, eh?
Well, I'm convinced if we don't do it, someone else will get a digester up and running round here.
Off you go. Well, I'd hate seeing someone else get in first.
All the more reason to keep quiet about it now. We don't want anyone pinching our idea.
Oh, Jamie's as bad as I used to be.
Hmm?
Always leaves it to the last minute, finding his school things.
Oh, don't say anything to him, Kenton.
Oh, no, I'm not going to.
He was so upset yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if he knew the police hadn't found Taylor yet, we'd never get him to school.
How hard can it be to find that scumbag?
Well, if he's not with his mother like he's meant to be, he could be anywhere.
Kathy, you're not going to be on your own today.
I keep thinking of him. Trying to make Jamie let him in.
Well, he's sick, isn't he?
I don't know what would have happened if your sister hadn't seen him.
Well, Elizabeth showed some bottle. Here, I'll give her that.
Mm. And Jamie was brave. Not giving in to Taylor. He's desperate to know what's going on. It's so difficult explaining even part of what happened.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
I've tried to give him some idea, you know. He knows Taylor threatened me very badly. And that she's attacked another woman.
Yeah. Well, he still doesn't know what kind of attack, though, does he?
No. Yeah. I just said it was very violent and serious. I didn't say rape, obviously. I mean, I don't want him making a connection with what happened to me. Mm. I don't want him ever knowing that.
Well, at least school will take his mind off things this morning.
Yeah.
Talking of which... Jamie! Jamie, mate, any chance of hurrying up?
Nearly ready.
Excellent. OK, well, I'll take him to the bull. I'll be back in no time.
Yeah, and Sid's happy to do the school run.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll follow your car to work. Unless you just want me to give you a lift and pick you up later, do you?
Oh, no, I'd rather have my car today.
OK. Oh, and I won't leave Lower Loxley till I see you safely in company.
Thanks. You're being marvellous.
Yeah. Hey, don't bother clearing up. I'll do it later.
No, it's all right. We made such a mess last night.
If ever there was a time for takeaways, eh? Well, go on, leave it.
It'll give me something to do while you're out. Oh! What? Oh, there's someone outside!
It's Eddie, loading his van.
Oh, I hate this.
It's not going to last much longer. Just till they find him.
I'm ready.
Ah, good man.
Yeah, you take care of yourself, Jamie.
I'll try.
Do you want to get in the car, mate?
All right.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, love.
Now, are you sure you're going to be all right for a few minutes?
No, I'm fine. The noise made me jump, that's all. You go on, take him to the bull.
Yeah. 5 minutes, OK? Yeah. Maximum. Just stay in and keep the door locked.
Yeah, don't worry.
All right, then. Let's get some of that lovely education.
Oh, you couldn't take the rubbish. Oh. Oh, well, never mind.
So you're hoping to expand what you're growing?
As I said, Carl, if we can heat the polytunnels, we'd like to grow a much wider range of fruit and veg.
Adam's a real empire builder.
And it would make good sense to site the digester up here.
That was our thinking.
Closer you get to the tunnels, less heat you'll lose ducting it across.
And there's what, a third of the heat already going back into the digester?
About that. You've got to keep it around 37 degrees to break the waste down properly.
Like a glorified compost heap.
And if the digester's here, presumably we want everything else alongside.
Oh, yeah, the reception and biogas tanks, burner, generator, keep the lot together.
Right.
There's plenty of space for it.
What about access for the waste?
Ah, yeah, there's a concrete track on the other side. Do you want to see?
Yeah, please, in a second.
One advantage of putting it behind the polytunnels, Adam.
Mm.
Won't stick out like a sore thumb so much.
Yeah.
Remember, if you partially bury it for insulation, you'll also cut visual impact.
God, believe me, if we covered the whole thing in red ribbons and roses, some people around here would still complain.
Eddie!
Morning!
Can you hold on a moment?
Actually, Cathy, I'm in a bit
no,
of a...
No, please, I'm bringing the bin out.
Oh, go ahead.
And I wanted to ask you something about Clary's Slimming Club. I won't be a second, I've just got to get the bin.
Ask yourself, eh? I'm late enough as it is.
Oh,
Cathy... Don't do that. Don't back off.
Come. No, let go of me, please. Let go of me.
Why are you so hostile these days? Stop struggling. You'll only break your wrist doing that. Keep still. I just want to talk to you, eh? There's no point making a fuss. There's no one round to help. You see, I've watched everyone go out.
Please don't.
Look, I just want to have a civilized conversation. That's all. But I've had a very bad night. I had to sleep in the car, Cathy, waiting for a chance to see you, so I am not in the best of moods. That's better. There's no point being silly. All I want to know is, why have you been lying to the police about me, hey? Tell me that and I'll go. You see, I don't get it. Saying I raped you? No, that's not true. We both felt the same thing.
Please, leave me alone.
Has your boyfriend put you up to it, eh? Is he jealous of our affair? I mean, is that why you're pretending that you didn't want me? Is that it?
I'm begging you.
You see, it's wrong of you, Cathy. You're very wrong. He's put me in a lot of trouble, so... So you have to make a phone call, you see? To say you were making it all up. To say that you were telling nasty little lies about me, because that's... That's what you do, isn't it? That's what women do to me. Well, I'm not taking it anymore, you understand me?
Kenton!
Shut up!
Help!
You lucky little bitch. Remember, I gave you a chance.
Kathy! Are you all right, love? Look, I can see where he's going. Are you okay?
Oh, he was hiding. He grabbed my arm.
Has he done anything to you?
No, he saw you.
I can still get
him. No, Kenton.
Go back in the house.
Call the police.
You call them.
Kenton.
Go in and lock the doors. I'm going to get him.
You don't need me to come to Brookfield, do you?
No.
Right.
I'm just going to show Carl where we're transporting our waste from.
Well, thanks a lot for coming, Carl. It's been very constructive.
Good. Now you'll have to give me a couple of weeks to get it written up.
Sure.
It is a shame the power lines don't run a little closer.
Oh, it could be a lot worse.
Excuse me, Adam. Ear tags. I can't find any. Oh, morning.
Morning.
I've not seen you here before, have I? Eddie Grundy.
Hello, Eddie.
I noticed you earlier, as a matter of fact, tapping away at your little computer thingy, you know, bank. I couldn't help wondering...
Hessian bag on the back of the door.
Hey?
The ear tags are in there.
Oh.
So don't let us keep you from the lambing sheds, Eddie.
Oh, I've been all over the place.
He's in Borchester.
He what?
The police just rang. He must have driven straight there. He's handed himself in.
He's gone to the police?
They've arrested him. He admitted he assaulted me.
Oh, tell me they're keeping him inside, please.
Oh, yeah. I think the sergeant said he's going to court tomorrow. He'll probably be remanded. I didn't take it all in.
Oh, my poor love. Oh, I'm sorry. I should never have left you.
It's my own fault. Taking the rubbish out.
No, it's not you. God, it's him. I tell you, if I got my hands on him... Maybe it's best I didn't, eh?
I'm so glad Jamie wasn't here. We mustn't tell him.
Oh, no way.
He'll be far too worried.
But I don't understand. Why on earth has Taylor gone and handed himself in?
Because he's clever.
Clever?
Oh. He knows he's gone too far this time. But it won't be so bad if he's been a good boy and given himself up.
I see. Well, yeah, maybe... Anyway, whatever the reason, he's locked up. Hallelujah for that, eh?
He's so cunning. He was watching the house, you know.
Oh, God, he is one sick bastard.
Waiting for you to go out. And Jamie. He wanted me on my home.
Kathy, darling. Darling, come here. It's all right now.
I couldn't believe it. I took the pin out.
You're safe now.
Turned back to the house and he was there. He was there.
Shh,
right in front of me.
Don't, love, please, don't.
He grabbed my arm and I froze. He was looking at me the way he did the last time. And I thought he was going to do it again.
Hey, it's all right. He can't touch you.
Oh, Kenton.
He can't touch you now. You're safe. Hey, it's all right. It's all right. I'm here.
That's it, Jake. Look in the other room.
Open the door.
Good boy. George, don't play with your shoes. Let me put them on.
All right.
Keep your feet still. That's it.
What are you up to, Jake?
Other one.
What's Jake after?
Oh, his coat.
And then you ready to go out?
Oh, just about.
You're going to be a good boy for Nick, aren't you, George?
Yes. It's pity he can't come with us, Will.
Oh, I couldn't believe it when Malcolm rang. But it's that time of year, isn't it?
I know.
Bugs going round everywhere.
Oh, it's just, I look forward to your afternoons off.
Yeah, so do I.
All of us being together.
If it wasn't such an important shoot on Thursday...
Oh, it's all right.
I'll take another hour.
Oh, I don't want you to, it's just...
What?
Oh, it's nice having someone else to talk to during the day. Another grown-up.
Well, we can natter as much as you like this evening.
Yeah.
And if you're a loose end, go back to the village hall.
No, I...
See if they've got mothers and toddlers started again. That's what we were talking about, wasn't it?
Maybe tomorrow.
Let's get your coat on, George. Arms up.
I was thinking of taking them to Borchester.
What, now? Instead of going for a walk?
Oh, it's all right. I don't need a lift. There's a bus in 10 minutes.
Do you mind? I haven't really got time.
It's okay.
Other arm. What do you want to go there for?
Oh, I need to look at some clothes. For them.
Oh, right. I think my wallet's upstairs.
I don't need any money.
Are you sure?
I'm fine, Will. It's only bits and pieces. If I get anything at all.
Up to here and then we'll catch our breath. You all right, Jack?
Of course I'm all right.
Well, this is where I had in mind for a stop.
Why?
Oh, because we finally got a bit of sunshine and it's my favourite spot in Spitfire.
Where's Peggy?
Can you remember? She was having something done.
Where is she?
She's at the hairdresser's.
Are you sure?
Yes. Mum never leaves you without saying where she'll be.
Oh.
Must be nice always knowing what your partner's up to.
I didn't know.
And since she's busy, we thought we'd walk part of the shoot together.
Did we?
Well, Mum says you always try to do this in the run-up to a big day.
What for?
Well, make sure everything was in order, that there were plenty of birds about.
Oh, yes. That's right. I always come up here.
Now, how about some coffee?
What's that?
Hmm? Oh, it's just someone's dog.
Oh.
I actually remembered a flask for once. Isn't that clever of me?
Huh.
Now, do you want to perch on that bit of fence or shall we stand?
Ridiculous.
What?
Making such a big thing of it.
Oh, well, I just thought you'd like some coffee.
Showing off, that's all.
What is?
I can do exactly the same if I want to. He behaves just as well for me.
Look, can you just hold the cup?
If I say heel, he comes to heel, doesn't he?
Oh, Captain.
Only I don't make out I'm better with dogs than everyone else.
Who does Jack... Who are we talking about?
Oh, where's Captain? Where's he got to? Has he run off again?
Jack, Captain isn't here anymore.
Where is he? I bet he's run up to that stand of trees. That's where he always goes.
Oh, look, Jack, darling.
He's done it before.
Jack, look. Just wait a minute.
That should be enough, shouldn't it?
For the ewes, plenty. So any idea what's behind it?
What? Them pulling out of the mill?
Your dad'll be disappointed.
Oh, no. Mum says he's going to a lot of trouble over it.
Oh, typical Kenton. Wait until the day before to cancel.
Well, to be fair, it's not him. They're crying off because of Cathy.
Well, what's the matter with her?
Oh, I'm not really sure. Kenton wasn't very clear about it when he phoned. He seemed quite stressed, actually.
Is she ill again?
Must be. She's off work.
Well, there was all the time she missed around Christmas, wasn't there? And now this. Doesn't sound like flu to me.
Well, it's certainly hanging on, if it is.
It's probably something viral, or worse. She needs to go to the doctor.
Sure she will if she needs to.
Let's have a blood test.
I don't think it's that bad. Kenton said she's just not up to company for a couple of days.
Well.
Which means more dim sum and other goodies for the rest of us.
That's what Phil's cooking.
Yep.
I thought dim sum was Chinese.
It is, but it's coming with a Hong Kong spin.
Yeah.
Apparently picked up quite a few ideas during the stopover.
Should be interesting.
And Emma's happy about babysitting tomorrow now Pip's going out?
Seem glad of the extra money.
Right. Afternoon, David. Bert.
Hi, Bert.
Good afternoon.
Oh, you've come to make myself useful.
Oh?
Yes, what's needs doing?
We weren't expecting you this afternoon.
Well, I had some time on my hands, and I don't like to waste it, so here I am.
I'm ditching in Ashfield if you're around tomorrow.
What are you doing now? Taking some soilage out?
Yes.
Well, I'll give you a hand then.
Honestly, there's no need, but...
Well, it's no trouble. I'm always happy to help. I'll just grab another fork, shall we?
What's he up to?
What are you doing? Go away.
Hey?
Jack, calm down.
Go on, clear off.
Sorry, Mr. Woolley.
It's all right, Will.
And take your dog with you.
Quiet, Meg. Quiet.
Oh, Jack, this is Will.
I don't care who it is. He's no business here.
I'm putting feed out, Mr. Woolley.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Will.
Like I do every day.
Putting feed out?
Yeah, for the birds.
It's Will Grundy, Jack. He looks after the chute.
Where's George?
With Nick.
I think Jack means George Barford.
Oh, he's,
George doesn't run the chute anymore, Jack.
Doesn't he?
I take care of things now.
I'm afraid he passed away a couple of years ago.
George is dead?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Jack's been thinking of the old days, bringing his dog up here and seeing George. Haven't you, Jack?
I didn't know.
I miss him and all sometimes. He taught me so much.
I've been having a walk, and I'm afraid I've tired Jack out, haven't I? I'm sorry if we startled you, Will.
Oh, it don't matter.
I'm cold now.
Yeah, well, we ought to get back.
Where are you parked, Lily?
Not far away, by the gate into Spitfire. I thought it'd be all right for a short walk.
It's very cold.
I'll give you both a lift to the car.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Well then, yes, please.
It don't do to be too direct with something like this.
No, of course not.
Women can be very touchy on the subject.
Yeah.
Even my Frida.
Especially your Frida, I'd have thought.
If I was to say straight out, you want to get yourself along to Clary's Slimming Club when it starts, wouldn't go down well at all.
No, I expect not.
You've got to be more subtle about it.
Yeah, but Frida's not overweight.
Oh, excuse me, David. I sees rather more of her than you do.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there's rather more of her to be seen these days. Since she gave up her cleaning job, she's piling on the flab.
Nah.
And it don't suit her.
But does she think she's got a problem?
Ah, well, I'm sort of making her aware of the situation.
How?
Well, I started by leaving the scales out in the bathroom once or twice.
Oh, yeah?
Like I'd been weighing myself and then forgotten to put them away.
Hoping she'd have a go herself.
Ah, that's it.
Very clever.
And then last night I said, do you know, Frida, I think I've put a couple of pounds on over Christmas. Sort of raising the subject, in case she wanted to talk about her own weight.
Right. And did she?
Oh, she was too busy wondering if I was going to bring her my socks for washing before they walked in themselves.
So no luck, then.
I've planted a seed, though.
Right. We're done here.
That's the way the mind works, isn't it?
Shall we get in the cab?
Sometimes you see or hear something, but you don't think anything of it till later on.
Oh, I suppose so.
Like that chap yesterday.
Which chap?
The one you was talking to by the cowsheds.
Ah.
Well, I happened to notice when I was walking across Little Field.
Yeah, there was no one important.
Only afterwards I thought, why was he so busy with that electronic doohickey in his hand?
I didn't see you in Little Field.
Like he was putting down measurements or something.
No.
So you went thinking of selling up and getting out of dairy?
Of course not, Bert.
Well, what was it then?
Nothing. Nothing important. Sometimes you let that poetic imagination completely run away with you.
Have they both gone down?
Had to let Mia hold my finger for ages.
Yeah, George was yawning all the time when I took him back to his mum's. Yeah, come on, I'll move up.
Oh, dear.
He must have worn him out in Borchester.
Yeah, we did a lot of walking. Went round loads of shops.
Yeah, I was busy and all, trying to catch up after taking Mr. Woolley and Lillian back.
Oh, yeah?
Well, not just because of the time it took. It was quite upsetting, really, seeing him like that.
Oh.
He'd no idea who I was. He's known me all my life.
It wasn't personal, Will.
Oh, I'm not bothered for myself. But it's so sad for him and Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, it must be.
He used to be so sharp. Always knew what was going on. Mm. But now... Well, I hope I never get like that.
No.
He was in promising to take me on as underkeeper. Made me knuckle down at school.
Will?
What?
The reason I dragged the kids round the shops... Mia really needs some new shoes.
Does she?
Her old ones are hurting her toes.
Yeah, they grow out so fast, don't they?
And I thought I had enough money this morning, but...
Oh.
But I had to get Jake a new jumper as well. He's got nothing to wear when it's really cold.
And you ran out of cash?
I looked round all the charity shops.
Well, you don't have to.
I was sure I'd find something.
No, no, she ought to have new shoes.
But they're so expensive.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
It does. I try and stretch what Andrew gives me, and my child benefits.
You don't have to, Nick.
I looked everywhere.
No, look, stop worrying. All it is, we haven't got round to sorting out the money since you moved in, have we?
Well, no.
Then now's the time. We need a proper system, that's all.
Well, I didn't like to say, but it would really help if I could plan ahead.
Well, rule one, next time if I ask you if you want some cash to go shopping, say yes instead of no.
Sorry, I thought I'd be all right.
Rule two. Any time you need something for the kids or yourself, just come and ask me. If I've got it, I'll give it to you.
Oh.
Now, what could be simpler than that?
Right. Great. Thanks.
Parking was awful, Phil.
Was it?
I ended up down by the market. I had to walk all the way back into the centre. But I've got most of what you wanted.
I'd much rather be using pork, Jill.
Turkey will work just as well.
Yeah, but that's what I liked about the steamed buns in Hong Kong. Pork gave them precisely the right texture and flavour.
Waste not, want not. And once the meat soaked up all the stock and spices...
Oh, you've got the hoisin sauce then?
Yes. I wasn't quite so lucky with the tamarind water, though.
Oh, no.
I tried Underwood's Deli, Ambridge Organics, everywhere.
Yeah, but it's essential.
Well, don't worry. I think I've come up with a substitute.
What?
I racked my brains for ages. So you're not to be sniffy about it?
Prune juice?
Well, obviously, it depends on getting change of use.
No, that's not why I'm holding back, Annabelle.
The property's perfectly placed for a conversion.
Normally, I'd agree, but it's the tenants.
Well, it's not their house we're talking about, Matt.
I know, I know.
The barn just happens to be on the land they're renting. I mean, I agree, they might need sweetening.
A swimming pool of honey wouldn't bring these two round.
Oh, in that case...
Fully paid up nimbies.
You might like to remind them that there's clear provision in the tenancy agreement for it to happen.
Is there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, in that case...
Worth putting on the to-do list.
I suppose so. Makes good commercial sense.
And you're happy to face any flack?
Popularity contests aren't one of my hobbies.
Well, then that's everything I came over for.
Oh, quite a productive meeting.
Hope so.
And a lot more enjoyable than talking to Chalky about demand orientation this morning.
Better company than Stephen Chalkman. What a master of flattery you are.
Here, let me give you a hand with that.
You know he's bringing Councillor Midwinter with him on Thursday?
To the shoe, yeah.
A useful man to know, Terry Midwinter.
That's why I'm seeing our keeper now. I want Will Grundy running things like clockwork.
I assumed Brian watched over the shoot.
Oh, he does. This is more unofficial.
Huh?
Yeah, no, Will's a good lad, but can't keep two ideas in his head at once. And he's got a new woman in his life.
So naturally his work is falling to pieces.
That kind of thing can be very distracting, Annabelle.
Can it? I wouldn't know.
Why don't I tell you about it this evening? Call by your office for a little drink after work?
Mm-hmm.
I'll update you on the situation with our feathered friends as well.
Sorry?
The Skylark problem we discussed last week. There have been some interesting developments.
Have there indeed?
Yeah, if we find a nice wine bar, I'll tell you all about them.
Well, who can resist Skylarks?
Well, if they get the same reception Dad gave me...
Yes, but you're useless in the kitchen, David.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks very much.
I'm sure he'll be happy to have some competent assistance.
We are running a little later than Phil said, aren't we?
Well, from the glimpse I caught, it's a highly complex operation in there.
Let's hope Shula and Alistair can help with the finishing touches. I am starving.
Shula seemed quite relieved, didn't she?
About what, Nigel?
Alistair's dad.
Oh, yeah. She felt so guilty packing him off home last week.
I really liked Jim.
They've run a couple of times since he got back.
I think they had visions of him festering in desperate isolation.
But nothing could be further than the truth, apparently. A whole gaggle of friends had been taking him out.
Mm. And yeah, he's arranged to meet up with Heather.
Yes, so I believe.
After she's been down here, I guess.
He's waiting till the plaster comes off.
Shula said he's only just contacted her.
Yeah, they did seem to hit it off.
Do you want topping up, Lizzie?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
David?
No, thanks. I'll wait for the meal.
Very wise. I'd better do the same.
That's if it ever arrives.
They must be in a tangle if Jill's only laying the table now.
I'd have thought it would make it easier, Kenton and Kathy dropping out. Was she back at work today?
Oh, no. No, I told her not to come in.
Well, what's wrong with her exactly?
It's just a bug.
That's what Kenton said. But Ruth thinks it might be something more serious.
Oh, no.
Hmm? It's possible. She can't seem to shake it off, can she?
She told me she's starting to feel quite a lot better. She should be in tomorrow.
No.
Which is when I'm starting to clean up the hay wagon. David, have I told you about it?
So, that's chopsticks for everyone.
I can't wait to see what Phil's serving up. Is there anything else needs doing?
No, that's it now, Ruth. Oh, except the coasters.
OK, I'll do those.
They should have been ready hours ago. But Phil's had me running errands all afternoon.
Normally he's so efficient.
Not this time. He's had more trouble than anticipated with the rice cakes.
Oh?
And one or two other dishes. We haven't been able to get hold of everything he needed.
Oh, dear.
And he's such a perfectionist. It's probably easier helping Gordon Ramsay.
I'm sure it'll be worth it.
It's a pity Pip can't come.
She'd have loved this. She's so disappointed it clashes with her coaching session at Young Farmers.
She's very brave going in for a public speaking contest.
I know.
I'd never have dared at her age.
Well, she gets so het up about farm and environmental issues. Gives her a chance to express herself.
And how about you, Ruth? Any news about tomorrow?
No. Well, a few.
I'm not surprised. What time's your appointment?
9 o'clock.
Do you know what they're doing?
Routine blood tests, making sure I'm okay to go in for the reconstruction next week.
It's always unsettling going into hospital, no matter how routine.
It's got to be done.
I hope it goes well. I'll be thinking of you.
Thanks. But don't worry, it's a good unit.
I know, Felpersham's got an excellent reputation.
All the same, it'll be nice to get the whole business over and done with.
Of course it will.
And Mum coming to stay will be a big help.
Jill, can you get everyone seated?
Oh, God. Are we ready?
Oh, as ready as we'll ever be.
Oh, sorry, Annabelle.
Well, go ahead, take the call.
No.
Well, you don't have to be polite, for my sake.
No, it's not going to be anyone interesting this late. And I don't like having my stories ruined.
Well, carry on, then. Pip was looking up, doe-eyed, at the great eco-warrior.
That wasn't quite how I put it.
Well, you were drifting that way.
Well, she was impressed.
So, you're no longer the ruthless developer squeezing the countryside for the last drop of profit.
I did what you said. Took her seriously.
Good.
And, of course, when I gave her the chance to be on the team, she jumped at it.
Doing what?
Monitoring how many fluffy little skylarks get born in the plots this year.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, maybe putting up a chart about it at the back of St. Stephen's or in the parish magazine.
Well done.
No, she's a bright kid. I don't mind encouraging her to do something harmless like that.
You're all heart, Matt.
I know. It's my biggest fault.
But if you really want to get people's trust on the environment...
Yeah?
You're going to need more than one schoolgirl's report at the back of a church to improve your image.
Ah, well, relax. Stage 2 of the PR makeover is already well in hand.
What's that going to be?
Patience, Annabelle, patience.
You're telling me to wait and see?
Uh-huh. You know, all this caring for Mother Nature's left me thirsty. We ready for more drinks?
Oh, hey, if you can spare the time from your charitable endeavours.
Yeah, just about.
After all, we've been here quite a while already.
Hey, you're right, aren't you?
Would you have to be somewhere else?
No, I was thinking it's time for something to eat. Do they do food here?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Any good?
Well, that's not bad.
Then what'd you say?
I could be persuaded.
And let's see if they can find a bottle of something seriously nice for us to have with it.
Hmm.
We'll be much more comfortable having coffee in here.
Do you want a hand, Mum?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
I suppose I should do it, really.
No, you've done more than enough already, Phil.
Is everyone having a cup?
Please,
Jill.
Yes, please.
And me.
Can you make mine a strong one to clear my palate?
Oh, don't be silly, Phil. It was all very nice. No, I won't be long.
It was a great meal, wasn't it?
Yeah. All really enjoyed it.
Shula and Alistair obviously didn't.
They didn't leave early because of the food, Dad.
No, it's Daniel's cold.
Shula doesn't like leaving him on his own too long.
And you hardly ate anything at all, Elizabeth.
Well, only because I didn't have much of an appetite to start with. I enjoyed everything I tried.
Honestly, Phil, I thought the whole array of dishes was very imaginative.
Mm. Well, they tasted completely different in Hong Kong.
What you did with the sauces and dips was amazing.
Yeah, I don't know how you had the patience.
Here. It took me ages to realise that all the meat was turkey.
Yeah, you disguised it magnificently.
Yeah, well, everything would have been much better with the right ingredients.
Well, no, I thought you showed real flair, you know, the way you improvised.
The soya worked fine instead of coconut milk.
Yeah.
What was that in?
The glutinous rice cakes.
Ah, yes.
The rice cakes no one managed to finish.
Well, perhaps that's one dish you might not want to bother with again, Dad.
Oh, it's all right, Elizabeth. I know it wasn't a very good meal.
But
it could have been worse. If your mother had had her way, we'd all have been having prune juice.
Finally, you're back.
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to worry you, pussycat.
You didn't. I haven't been able to sleep, wondering where you got to.
Sorry. Shouldn't have let you know I was going to be a little bit late.
You call this a little bit?
Yeah, I was busy.
And I was worried. Especially when I rang to see where you got to and your phone was switched off.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been appropriate to take calls.
Why? What were you doing?
Working.
At what? Demolishing a wine lake?
Look, any chance of the light off, Pascal?
Absolutely reek of it.
Well, I've been discussing business all evening, and yes, we had a few drinks while we were talking.
Well, so I gather.
Nothing to get excited about.
And who were you talking with?
Oh, Lillian, I'm tired. I could do without this.
Well, it's a simple question, Matt, unless you're trying to keep something from me.
Of course I'm not.
Well, then who?
Various people.
Such as?
People with an interest in a wide range of developmental and environmental matters. People I have to do business with to make a living, all right.
And, was Annabelle one of them?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she was around. Briefly.
How long for?
I don't use a stopwatch when I'm out with colleagues. Now, look. It's very late.
Yeah, I know that.
I've had a very tiring evening. And I would like to get a few hours sleep before I have to get up and start all over again. So if you don't mind, good night.
Afternoon.
Oh, sorry, Cathy. Yeah, didn't mean to creep up on you.
What do you want, Eddie?
The slimming club.
What?
You were asking about it earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Only I had something of a rush on that morning.
Yes, I noticed.
But I told Clary you were asking, and she says, if you haven't seen one of the posters yet, it starts on Wednesday, the 6th of February,
right.
7 o'clock in the hall.
Yeah, thanks.
You don't have to wear anything special. She wants it to be friendly and relaxed.
I'll try and remember.
You wouldn't believe it. She's on at me to have a go and all.
You sure?
As if. can I tell her you'll be there?
Well, I don't know. I've got quite a lot on at the moment, Eddie.
Well, won't we all?
So I'm not making too many plans. But thanks for letting me know.
Linda.
Oh, that's fortunate. Saves me a journey.
The shoot lunch.
I was planning to call in on you after my shift, actually.
Where?
Yes, I've had a fascinating response from the Borsetshire Wildlife
Where
Trust.
Where is everyone?
About the grubbing up of habitat.
I'm meant to be meeting Councillor Midwinter.
Oh, yes, yes, he's here.
Where? In the restaurant?
Hardly. We never have the shoot lunch in there.
Well, the bistro, then?
Well, that'd be even worse. All those muddy boots and gaiters.
Linda, do me favours. One, give me a straight answer. Two, please turn the volume down.
Oh. A great many guests compliment me on the clarity of my diction.
And I'd be thrilled with it myself if I didn't have a thumping great headache.
Ah.
Which you are not helping.
Well, I'm told our barista's citrus mix is highly effective for hangovers.
It's not a hangover, it's a tension headache brought on by overwork and other aggravations.
Oh dear, how unfortunate.
I put in a lot of extra hours last night. I almost closed on a very special deal.
I see.
So I don't need to play 20 questions now.
Well, a hot and cold buffet is being served in function room one.
Thank you.
And while you're eating it, you might like to consider the Wildlife Trust's response.
No, some other time, Linda. I've got some important people to see now.
Are you sure it's not too soon?
Certain, Elizabeth.
There's absolutely no pressure from us.
I wanted to come back.
I thought you'd be off at least the rest of the week.
I don't need any more time. Having the 2 days has really helped.
Oh, such a horrible experience.
Well, I couldn't have come in on Tuesday.
Of course not.
I was in tears most of the day.
Kathy.
But now I want to be working again, getting on with my life.
Nigel and I really admire you for it.
I'd rather keep busy. And given the amount of stock that's come in while I was off.
That doesn't matter.
Well, don't want it getting out of hand. Besides, it's a lot easier to cope, knowing he's locked up again.
They should never have let him out.
I'll say.
And he's actually admitted assault.
Didn't have much choice, did he? Kenton saw him. There were finger marks on my wrist.
So what's happening?
He's been remanded in custody until April.
In Bournemouth?
Yeah. And the assault charge will be brought up with the other offences at his trial.
If he's pleading guilty to assault, that should help, shouldn't it?
Well,
I mean, once the jury knows he's pleaded guilty to assaulting you, aren't they more likely to find him guilty of rape?
That's what Kenton and I were thinking.
So he's been a complete idiot.
Nasty and stupid. That's what Kenton says.
It serves him right for coming back to Ambridge.
Yeah. Still wish he hadn't.
Oh, no. It's been so awful for you, Cathy, the whole thing.
Once the trial's over, I've promised myself I'll never waste another second of my life thinking about him.
You do know how badly I feel, being called by his defence.
It's all right, Elizabeth.
It isn't. The thought I might be helping him, even a little, it's awful.
It's not your fault. In fact, I've been thinking about what happened while I was off.
Elizabeth!
Are you all right?
Mm. Are you in there?
Hello, Bert.
Ah, Nigel told me you'd probably be in the stock room. Whoa, mm-hmm. Are you better now, Cathy?
On the mend, thanks.
Oh, that's good. Yes. It's about my guided tour.
Oh, do we have to worry about it now, Bert?
Well, I want to do some experimenting while it's quiet.
Experimenting?
It strikes me that visitors never spend much time in the old scullery, do they?
Really?
Oh, it's such a fascinating room.
Yeah, which unfortunately isn't terribly accessible.
Ah, but if we use the covered way from the herb garden as an exit...
I don't quite see how the...
Well, look, it'll only take a minute to show you what I've got in mind.
Well, I was talking to Cathy.
Oh, go on, Elizabeth. It sounds a good idea.
Yeah, 2 minutes at most.
You go and take a look. I promise I'm fine now.
Matt, if you're not going back with the guns after lunch...
No chance. Some of us have to work for a living.
Is this a more opportune moment to show you the letter?
Hmm?
From the Borsetshire Wildlife Trust?
Oh, if you must.
I'm assuming your head has cleared sufficiently to take in what it says.
Oh, headache's gone, thanks. Nothing like a good rioja to blow away the cobwebs.
Yeah?
Well, let's see.
Frankly, they're appalled by what I've told them.
Are they?
Oh, yes.
I was quite right. They may very well make representations to DEFRA about the loss of crucial habitat.
Oh, if you want something to read yourself.
No, it's all right. There'll be a copy of The Echo waiting for me at home.
Not even a quick glimpse. As it happens, they've got quite a big article about the estate's skylarks.
Oh, so they've caught wind of it as well. Well, in that case...
Yeah, near the middle.
Can't say I'm surprised they've picked up on it.
Yeah, it's lucky Chalky had a copy. I was in such a state this morning, I forgot it was due out.
Well, I did try to warn you. Local people wouldn't react well.
No, you're almost there. Yeah, that's it.
All aboard for the Skylarks. Oh, and a photo.
Yeah, I didn't want them to take one of me, but the girl insisted.
Good news for threatened Skylarks in ambush. Well, I don't see how they make that out.
Makes perfect sense when you read on. Yeah, quite embarrassing, really. If it was down to me, I'd have kept the media out of it.
Spokesman for Borchester Land, Mr. Matthew Crawford, says it would have been unthinkable to lose the current nest sites without creating plenty of alternative accommodation. Oh.
Yeah, it's a well-known practice, Linda. Leaving patches in a wheat field.
Yes.
Naturally, it takes more effort and expense, but, how do I put it?
There's nothing I like better than to hear the larks trilling high overhead while I walk the crops. We never want to lose that.
Yeah, call me sentimental, but the words just seem to flow out.
Yeah, when I originally raised the matter with you, you didn't say anything about creating skylark plots.
Must have been too shocked by your attitude to think straight. You want your list back?
Oh, yes.
See, as far as I'm concerned, good farming and conservation go hand in hand. Can I have the paper?
Yes, of course.
I always have to.
I think someone wants me at the desk.
No need for conflict. Except, of course, when people who should know better stir up trouble.
I ought to see what they want.
Oh, well, as long as it's all straight out now. Bye, Linda.
Elizabeth?
Oh, are you going home?
Yeah.
What sort of an afternoon have you had?
It flew by.
So you're back in the swing?
More or less. And at least the shelves don't look quite as empty now.
It's great having you back.
I didn't really thank you on Sunday, did I, for helping Jamie?
Yes, you did.
Not properly.
Oh, I don't need thanking.
To be honest, all I could think about was Taylor still being out there.
It doesn't matter.
It didn't sink in till I was at home yesterday. What you'd actually done.
There's nothing.
No, you were so brave and quick thinking. Oh,
rubbish. Anyone else would have done the same.
Well, I'm not sure they would.
Of course they would.
I know better than anyone how terrifying Taylor can be.
I didn't have time to think about it.
Yeah, but you know what he's capable of. And you stopped and got out of the car to protect my son.
I couldn't just leave him there.
And I'm very grateful. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
It's quite all right, Cathy. I'm just glad I had the chance.
It's a while since you've come up to the cider shed, isn't it, Bert?
Well, it's not very inviting in winter.
We'll soon have it toasty.
Ooh, you can still smell turkeys in here.
Oh, it's nowhere near as bad as it was. Right, you're going to enjoy this. The first of last year's batch.
Has it fermented properly?
Oh, it's beautiful. Go on, sit down.
Oh, bench is rather wet, isn't it?
Give it a wipe, then. There's a rag behind you.
Oh, yeah.
This barrel's pure Borsetshire beauty. Come out very nice this year.
Yeah, that'll have to do.
Right, try that. Better than anything you'll drink down the bowl.
Ooh, that's sharp.
Oh, flipping heck. What have you come up for if you're only going to moan?
Oh, well, it wasn't very convenient staying in the house.
Afraid I got Ivy Orobin round for cribbage again.
No, it's not that. There's somewhat of an atmosphere between us.
Oh, yeah?
It's your Clary's at the bottom of it.
What's she done?
Oh, it's her idea for a slimming club. I'm trying to get Frieda interested.
You're joking.
No. I dropped a few hints about it, but they went straight over her head. So I tried another tack this evening.
Oh, and she didn't like it.
Why do women always turn what you're saying on its head?
Don't they just...
I meant chubby in an affectionate way.
Oh, No wonder you got your marching orders. And you know, I'm sick of Clary saying I should join up. She reckons I've got a beer belly.
Ooh, she's got a point.
Hey, Bert, any more and you'll be chucked out of here and all.
Oh, so if you do that, you won't hear what I found out today.
Well, I don't care.
Even though it's what we was wondering about, the goings-on at Home Farm and Brookfield.
You found out why that bloke Carr's been ferreting around?
Ah, yes, I have.
Well, go on then.
It was Pip that told me. She's really pleased about it.
About what?
Home Farm's getting an anabolic digester.
A what?
No, an anaerobic digester, that's it.
What's one of them?
Well, it's where you get muck and waste from all round and eat it up like in a giant soup pan.
What for?
To make gas and electricity.
Oh, yeah, I've heard something about that.
Yeah, Pip says it's going to cut down Ambridge's carbon footprint.
Mm, very nice.
Home Farm and Brookfield are in it together.
Ah, there must be some money to be had there.
I expect so.
How big's it going to be?
Well, she was just going to tell me when she remembered she's not supposed to say anything. She made me promise not to mention it to anyone.
Why not?
Well, that's what I don't get. It's all very hush-hush.
If it's such a good thing, you'd think they'd want everyone to know about it.
You would, wouldn't you?
So summer must be up. What do you reckon they've got to hide?
It's only the barley and trefoil I'm slightly concerned about, David.
Well, that's no surprise.
It's not as far on as it should be.
That's the same every year. Trefoil's a real frost pocket.
Not that there's much we can do yet.
No.
But anyway, I'll ask Adam to keep an eye on it.
Okay. And otherwise, Brian?
Well, your cereals are pretty much where they should be, given the winter we're having.
Well, thanks for taking a look. Although, I was expecting Adam, not you.
Oh, no, he had such a hectic night in the sheds, poor chap. I told him to take the morning off.
I thought you'd almost finished lambing.
Well, the last few are proving the most awkward.
Oh, isn't that frustrating?
And I also wanted your take on Carl's visit.
Oh, well, it went very well.
Yeah, that's what Adam said.
He definitely knows his stuff. And he doesn't beat about the bush, either.
No,
there's a stretch of track from the dairy buildings I've been meaning to smarten up for a while. He commented on it straight away.
Well, it'll take a lot of extra hammer if you're going to start running waste over it.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll get the track in shape long before any digester's in place.
So Carl hasn't put you off the idea?
No, far from it. I'm looking forward to hearing his report.
It should be interesting. And I'm more and more convinced we did the right thing, keeping Borchester Land out of the loop.
Yeah. I wouldn't want Matt or Stephen Chalkman trying to grab the steering wheel.
Absolutely. The longer we can keep the lid on it, the better.
Yeah, Bert happened to see Carl on Monday.
Oh?
Asked what he was doing, but I think I managed to wriggle out of it.
Good. I mean, obviously we'll have to go public sometime.
Well, yeah.
We want local support.
And we'll get it once people understand what we're doing.
But, I mean, until everything's in place to go ahead, I'd much rather keep it under wraps.
Well, Ruth and I have been very careful not to say anything to anyone. Oh, it's nippy, isn't it?
Very. I mean, it's such a hefty investment, David. It's really got me thinking again.
Yeah, it's not something to take on lightly, is it?
It's made me look at everything I'm involved in. Hungary, Borchester Land, and above all, the farm.
Yeah, but surely the digester's going to complement it or not compete.
But looking at the whole setup's made me realise it's time I made some big decisions.
Such as?
Well, I need to decide what's going to happen to the business in future.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're right, it is cold. Any chance of going for a coffee?
Annabelle Shrivener?
Morning, Annabelle.
Oh, Matt.
Just a quick one. Have you seen this week's Echo?
Not yet.
Are you likely to?
Well, the office copy's on my PA's desk.
Anytime you can spare 5 minutes from counting legal fees, you might want to take a look.
For anything in particular?
Well, I never miss Rambler's Roundup myself.
Oh, don't you indeed?
And there's a feature on page 15 you might find quite interesting.
Uh-huh, what's that?
Oh, sorry, Annabelle, I'll have to leave you to it.
Matt?
Got a dash. Ciao! There you go.
Oh, thanks.
And help yourself to biscuits.
Mm.
Crystallised ginger. Heather brought them for us.
Mm, they look very nice.
Well, I'm having one.
Yeah, I better not. Jenny's cooking a proper lunch.
Oh.
Anyway, David, you will see my concern.
Hmm, yeah.
And everything was cut and dried, more or less. And then Rory came into the picture.
But surely you'd already made some provision for him while Siobhan was still alive.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's always been in my will. But that's only a financial settlement. But the landscape's changed now.
Well, I know, in some ways.
Completely. Now, when it seemed he was going to grow up with Siobhan, then yes. Creating a purely financial package for him was the appropriate thing to do. I won't go into details.
No, no.
But it was similar to arrangements we got in place for Alice and Kate.
So why alter things now?
Because I want to make the right sort of provision for all my children. I mean, Alice and Kate aren't interested in the farm at all. Why should they be? Fine. We can put a certain kind of package in place when Jenny and I are no longer around. But it's always been different with Adam and Debbie.
Because they're farmers?
Yes. I mean, where's the sense in letting the farm go if any of the children want to take it on?
Well, that's what we all hope for, isn't it? We aren't just working the land for ourselves.
No, no, quite. No, we want to pass it on. Keep it alive in the family.
No, well, I can definitely see that, Brian, but...
So I've always had it in mind. Whatever else is sold off when we've gone, that home farm goes to Debbie and Adam.
And now you want to bring Rory into the equation?
Well, he's already there. I mean, it's totally different from when he was growing up away from me. Of course I didn't expect him to develop an interest in farming then.
Well, but now you're hoping he will.
Well, it's started already, David. Any time Adam or I take a tractor out, he wants to be up in the cab.
Yeah, but lots of kids like tractor rides, Brian. Doesn't mean they're cut out to be farmers.
Yeah, well, perhaps he isn't. The point is, we won't know for a good few years yet.
Well, then wouldn't it be better to leave things as they are for the time being?
No, 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 no. I want Rory to have exactly the same options as the others. If he decides when he's a teenager he can't stand farming, well, well and good. We'll have to sort something else out.
Well, so why not wait till then?
Because I might be run over by a bus tomorrow. Or have a heart attack. And then my son would never have the chance to follow in my footsteps. Well, I'm not going to let that happen.
Well, it's your decision, of course.
When he's old enough, I'd like him to have a real stake in running the farm, if that's what he wants. I've been mulling it over a great deal lately.
And what does Jennifer think? Or Adam and Debbie come to that?
I haven't fully worked out the best way forward yet, David. And I suppose that's why I'm using you as a sounding board. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I don't want to bring the matter up with the family until I'm quite clear what it is I'm proposing.
Oh.
So I'd be very grateful if you didn't say anything to Adam or anyone. No, not yet.
Are you sure that's the best idea?
I found a cat with the milking water. Oh, hi, Brian.
Hello, Ruth.
I didn't know you were coming over.
No, I've been walking the crops. We've just been having a chat about them.
Well, since I'm going on to a client in Penny Hassett anyway...
Oh, so that's why you're here.
Well, I could hardly miss the chance to call in and see Borsuch's latest eco-hero in the flesh.
Yeah, not a bad little feature, I thought.
I never knew you had such poetry in your soul, Max. Larks trilling high overhead.
Yeah, Linda Snell's face when I showed her yesterday.
I mean, she's the woman who kicked up a fuss.
Yeah. She was waving a letter from the Wildlife Trust at me, so I casually handed her the echo.
Did it calm her down?
Shut her up completely. Looked like she'd swallowed a skill.
I have to admit, you've handled it very well.
That's easy enough, planting something in the echo.
But what counts is getting the message out so quickly. I mean, you could have had a real image problem over set aside.
Yeah, you were right to pick me up for not taking it seriously.
And now you've pulled it round.
Yep. First newts, then skylarks. I'll be talking like Bill Oddie next.
Can't be that much of a problem.
We've got everything covered, except the Sunday after I've gone into hospital. There.
Well, I'm doing the morning milking. Eddie's the afternoon.
Only he isn't now. He rang wanting to swap with Saturday.
Okay.
There's a country and western convention in Felpisham he wants to get to.
Well, that's fine. I'll do Sunday afternoon as well, then.
Except you were trying to keep it free in case you decided to take Mum and the kids out.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to ask Bert to come over?
No, no, it's all right.
Oh, I don't want to leave you in a mess.
No, you're not. I'll sort it nearer the time.
Oh, yeah, and Nick'll probably phone before I go in, but if he doesn't...
Just about Hassett Hills.
Cheers him up. He's meant to be contacting some buyers in Faircastle midweek.
Oh, OK. Blimey, Ruth, you look ready to nod off.
I didn't have the best of nights.
Had I pinched too much of the bed again?
It wasn't you. I woke up in the middle of the night. Couldn't get back to sleep for ages.
Well, you saw from the blood test?
No.
Must have hurt a little.
I told you. They used ultrasound. I wasn't sore.
And, of course, you're a woman, so you're much tougher anyway.
That's right.
And why were you lying awake then?
Oh, my mind was going into overdrive. About next week.
Oh, love.
Suddenly the operation seems very real.
Hey, listen, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I know it's scary, but these guys are experts.
Hello.
You're not having doubts, eh?
No, not at all. It was just, you know, middle of the night stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But roll on next Friday, all the same.
You'll be in and out of hospital before you know it.
It's only the waiting I'm tired of.
Not long now.
No.
So, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah? All right, then. Well, listen, I've still got to get some meat packs over to Edgeley.
Oh, what was Brian looking so shifty about when I came into the kitchen?
Oh, he has decided that life isn't complicated enough, so he's taken up juggling fireworks.
What?
He's been worrying about the future of Home Farm. You know, what's going to happen when it's time to hand over.
Oh, that's reasonable enough.
Mm. He's contacting his accountant next week. He's looking for ways that he can leave Rory a real stake in the farm.
A real stake? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know, and I'm not sure that Brian does either.
I always assumed Adam or Debbie would take Home Farm on eventually.
Yeah, I suspect they did as well.
Well, what do they make of Rory being involved then?
That's the juggling fireworks part. They don't know yet.
Brian hasn't told them?
No, he says he's still working it through in his head. He hasn't even spoken to Jenny about it.
You're joking?
Nope. How sensible is that?
And I really can't persuade you?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, shame.
Sorry, Matt.
They do some of the best Thai food in the county. We could have lunch delivered inside 20 minutes.
It's very tempting, but I'm not sure my client would enjoy being kept waiting.
Yeah, perhaps not.
And then I'm seeing a land agent in Hollerton.
Yeah, yeah.
Before finishing off with a partner's meeting.
Well, I'm busy as well. Got to go for a group hug with some badgers.
That would be quite a photo opportunity.
If you won't let me show my gratitude by buying lunch, what about dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Chez Henri?
Henri's? Oh, I'm always happy to eat there.
Excellent.
When are you thinking of?
Tonight, if you're free.
For once, I am, but we won't get into Henri's.
Why's that?
Occasionally we take clients there, we always have to book well ahead.
Ah, not if you know the right people, Annabelle.
And you do?
Yeah, my friend will make sure there's a nice... discreet table ready for us. Oh,
that's one of the better offers I've had this week. But...
what?
I can hardly go in my work clothes, can I?
Oh, you look very presentable.
Oh, no. It doesn't do to look workaday at Henri's. Why bother going?
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
Which means going home after work and making time to get myself ready. So it were a real occasion.
Then why don't we make it an occasion, Annabelle?
Well, why not?
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.